Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? Hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. Be joyful. Be joyous. I don't have a lot to say today. Just another day. We're going to get through it. We're going to rock on. But I was reading this morning in 1 John, and there's just a couple things that I read that I, you know, bless me. If you go to 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, it says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world or this cosmos, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world and the lust or the sinful desire of the flesh or the carnal nature and the lust or that sinful desire of the eyes and the pride of life is not out from the origins of the Father, but of the world. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God, he abideth forever." God did such a tremendous thing when he gave us his son to die for us in order that we can live life in the liberty, stand in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free and be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of bondage or servitude to the law. God reconnected us by his son, and it's such a wonderful thing, but it allows you to live that life. You have the carnal man that's enmity against God, and you have the spiritual man that's reconnected to God, and it allows you to live that life to be reconnected. And it's a wonderful thing knowing that God's taking care of each and every situation. Even what's going on in my life right now with the business and everything. I mean, last night and yesterday we were praying and talking to God about what to do about the situation. Like, do we hire another person or not? On one hand, if we hire somebody, there's going to be financial stress. Big time. And of course, the whole world is coming at us, right? With like taxes from last year, third quarter taxes. You know, there's so much money that's going out. But on the other hand, we need somebody. And you don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding, thine own thinking, thine own acknowledgement. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. In those situations where you don't know what to do, you go to God. And then what happens is you do what God wants you to do. He'll open a door up. Something will happen. You do that thing. And once you do that thing, when you're going later on, you can always look back at that decision knowing that God's there for you. So if you might be financially stressed 6 months later because you hired that person, it's okay. God will provide, and God will always provide in your life. But just know this life is going away. The carnal sin, the sin nature, all this, the world is going away. It's going to be folded up when Christ comes back. But if you're lost sometimes and you need help, you go to the Word. And I wanted to go over this today because you don't need a teacher. If you go to 1 John chapter 2, verse 26, it says, "These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you or lead you astray. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things and is truth and is no lie, and even as it is, and even as it hath been taught to you, ye shall abide in it." Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto safety and salvation. You have to believe it. You have to believe Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. You have to believe that he died. You have to believe that he was risen again, and then you confess it. Once you do those things, you are spiritually reconnected. And you have the Holy Spirit in you, that power from on high. And that Spirit will teach you. It's the anointing. It's the baptism. It's the spiritual baptism. It's a wonderful thing. It's also nice to know that you have God on your side. And you can pray. You have advocate with the Father. You have Christ Jesus in there advocating for everything that's going on in your life. We live in a wonderful time. It's just a matter of wrapping your mind around it sometimes. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray the small prayers. Pray prayers. It's called supplications, prayers of personal need. When you pray, it's always to God. It's never to Jesus Christ. It's to God. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ with that sacrifice of thanksgiving. Have a phenomenal day today. God bless you and your family. Talk to you tomorrow. I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for what's going on today. I pray that we can finish that table. I also ask that you give me time to get everything ready for Monday. I thank you for the people you put in my life. I pray for this new position that you take care of that, get the right person in here so we can have a team that's moving forward properly. I also pray for just fiscal prosperity, that you continually increase the business, show us how to grow, give us guidance concerning all of that stuff. I pray for our country and for all the people out there that you just take care of them and bless them. I'm very, very grateful for the position that you put me in, and I'm just thankful. God, I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.